There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, talk about all that. And whether or not Deshaun Watson will be back next year, Mary-Kate Cabot going to join us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And we welcome her and we thank her very much for her time here on this Thursday morning. Mary-Kate, good morning to you. And first off, Deshaun Watson, he ever going to play for the Cleveland Browns again?
I think it's absolutely still up in the air. And I don't think they have an answer to that yet. I think there is a world in which Deshaun can come back. You guys know that I have written that in part because of the economic component.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to live in that world, Mary Kay.
Well, a lot of people don't want to live in that world. But as I asked Andrew yesterday, are you going to let the fans' feelings about Deshaun Watson dictate how you make this decision or influence how you make this decision? And he said basically no. So they're going to make football decisions based on what they think gives them the best chance to win. Now, does this mean that Deshaun is ever going to play football for the Cleveland Browns again? We don't know the answer to that. I've said numerous times, it feels to me like that ship has sailed, but it hasn't really fully sailed yet because of, once again, because of the economic issues, because of the injury issues, and many other factors.
Well, is that maybe because it's up in the air because they haven't found a exit strategy together with each other to work something out? Is that why it might be up in the air?
Well, I think it's up in the air in part because they have to see how he recovers from this injury. When you recover from an Achilles like that, then that can dictate, might they be able to trade you? Might they be able to get something for you in return or have you be the backup? Or challenge for the starting job. I think they first need to see how he begins to recover from this surgery. But one thing that we do know about Deshaun Watson is that he has come back from two ACLs and one fractured shoulder already. So the chances are pretty good that he's going to heal from this Achilles.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us right now on the hotline. You have been around a lot of Andrew Berry press conferences over the years. Yesterday, just this is me talking. I heard some other people say similar things. He looked maybe not as confident as he typically is.
I noticed one little idiosyncrasy there where he was going, like in between people's sentences. I was like, I don't think I've ever heard Andrew do that.
Yeah,
he sounded pensive.
And Mary Kay's 2-7, so I get people are probably saying, what is he supposed to sound like? Well, I do wonder, how accountable do you think he has to be in these settings? Because there is still more season left. You know, we're at the bye week right now. They're still going to play a ton of games. It does seem like they've pretty much been eliminated from the playoffs. So would you like to see more accountability? I know the fans want to see it.
Well, one thing that I would like to see in a press conference like this is he started it out by saying, basically, I don't really want to reflect and I don't really want to look forward. We just want to focus on these next 8 games. But the truth of the matter is, we don't really care too much about these next 8 games. That's not what people care about. That's not what fans care about. That's not what fans want to hear about. What they want to know is, how are you going to turn this back into a winning football team? What are you planning to put us through over the next couple of years? And how are you going to get back on the winning track? That's what people want to know from the GM in that moment. Nobody really wants to know what is going to happen in the next 8 games. I mean, it's okay to know if you're going to play some DTR. It's okay to know if maybe you want to give a receiver like Jamari Thrash a chance or something like that. But that's really not what's important right now. What's important is, what are you going to do with Deshaun Watson, and where is this football team going to be in 2 years?
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Do you think we'll see DTR again?
I think so. I do think so. I think the season is going to come to a point where it will make sense to do that, or there will be an injury issue, or maybe Jameis just continues to throw interceptions. I don't really know. But I do think there is a world in which you will see DTR again, and I actually think they should take a look at Bailey Zappe, too. Why not? You have to see what you have in your quarterback room for next season. You have big decisions to make. You have things to figure out. I think by now you kind of know what Jameis is, and you don't know what the other two guys are.
We got into a bit of a debate right before you came on about Paul DePodesta. He again was asked about Paul's role, a little bit evasive. I would say that that is something that fans and media, when the team does bad, we want to know more about Paul's role. We don't seem to really care when they win. But it did come up before the season when Barry and Stefanski signed their extensions. And I thought it stood out to me at the time that Jimmy Haslam said there was no extension and maybe a shifting of roles for Paul. Have you heard anything about the future of Paul within this organization?
No, I haven't. But the same thing stood out to me when he was a little bit vague about Paul's extension and role and future. So I'm guessing that perhaps maybe Paul reevaluates things year by year to see if he wants to take on a new challenge or try something different. But Andrew was very adamant about the fact that he's still highly valued and important in the organization. So I'm sure if Paul wants to stay, Paul will be here. But I'm also guessing that there will be some kinds of changes in the organization moving forward. There always are. So we'll have to see what happens after the season is over when they sit down and decide if they're going to change anything up in the front office. But I think it's probably something to keep an eye on.
Have you ever heard the term thought partner before?
Oh, yes. They talk about that all the time.
Really?
Kevin and Andrew talk about that with each other. They talk about that with Paul. I mean, these are very highly intellectual people that you're talking about here, and they definitely consider themselves to be thought partners. I think we're thought partners with each other. Me, you, Ken, Anthony, right? We're thought partners.
I mean, I've never thought about us that way. I just thought we were three good friends. I never thought we were thought.
Well,
it's just never crossed.
Yeah.
I'm poor, simple Midwestern folk. I have no idea about these things, these terms.
Yeah, but it is interesting, Mary Kay, because, you know, as fans in media, we want accountability. But when all we ever hear is they're all on the same page, it's going to lead us to the same conclusion, which is, well, if they're not winning, all of them need to go. And I don't know if behind the scenes they're talking about thought partners when they have their individual meetings with the owners. As we know, teams and collectively those that are in power, they have things called a power struggle. You see some try to save their jobs while
there's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Maybe throwing others under the bus. Do you think these guys behind the scenes are truly thought partners? Are they all truly willing to go down with the ship?
Well, I don't know if it means that if one goes, they all have to go. I don't think that's the case. I do think that they all work very well together, and there still is great alignment in the building. And one thing that stood out to me yesterday was that Andrew was very willing. He was definitive about one thing, and that was Kevin Stefanski as the future coach of the Cleveland Browns. He was vague about most things. He was absolutely definitive about that, which tells me that they believe that they are going to have the opportunity to continue to work together and see this thing through. We know they got extensions at the beginning of the season, and so that was kind of telling to me.
Well, that is a good point, Mary Kay. Go ahead.
So, Mary Kay, the next question is how they're going to pivot out of this situation. So, I've said, and I think people who follow the league as closely as you do, you certainly know when teams are older, when they are expensive, and when they are bad, you see a total rebuild. You see tanking. You see the accumulation of draft picks. They only made the one trade, and then obviously the Amari Cooper trade a few weeks ago. So, they certainly didn't signal that they're ready to do that. What is going to be the avenue for this team, and is it a smart way to proceed?
Well, they can always acquire more draft picks when the league year opens again in March. So this is not over yet in terms of trades and different things that they're going to do. We know Andrew is very, very aggressive when it comes to acquiring talent. So they will do whatever they have to do to get back on the winning track. This is not going to be a teardown. And I use the example of a Pittsburgh. They went out and they got Russell Wilson, albeit he was cheap, but they got Russell Wilson. They acquired Justin Fields, and they marched right along, and they're at 6-2 right now. You don't have to do a total rebuild. You don't need to do that in the NFL. There are so many avenues to acquire talent. They have the resources. He did say that they can still build the team, even though they are kind of saddled with the Deshaun Watson contract. He feels confident that they can build the team the way that they need to. And again, these are smart, smart people. I'm guessing that they're going to find a way to spread out that contract for future years. I still have to look into some of the rules and parameters of how you can do that. But I'm guessing that they'll try to spread that cap charge, those cap charges out for a period of time, and that they'll find another starting quarterback because they have to do that. Even if they think Deshaun Watson is going to be healthy next year, they still have to find another starting quarterback somewhere. So they have to plan for the draft, free agency, a trade, and if you find a good quarterback, you can get back on the winning track quickly.
How much power does Kevin Stefanski have?
Well, I don't. It's hard to define power. What does power mean? I mean, Andrew holds up all the cards in terms of acquiring players, and he has the final say over the roster. Kevin has influence over things, and I'm sure that he would have input and will have input in any quarterback decision that they make. He will evaluate those quarterbacks when the time comes, and he'll be part of that decision. But I don't think you can put a percentage on how much power he has in the organization.
Well, the reason I ask is because, like you mentioned, Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh wasn't coming back from 2 and whatever this is going to end up being, or maybe 3 or maybe 4, but I think that might be asking a bit. I mean, they were 10-7 last year, and we know that Mike Tomlin wields a very large amount of power with that football team. And here we are 5 years in. I didn't have to wonder about these things with Mike Tomlin 5 years in. 5 years in. Well, how much power does Kevin Stefanski have? Well, why did they have to fire offensive coordinators? Lima's hearing that he didn't want to fire his offensive coordinator. Now we're bringing in Ken Dorsey, and the offense looks like it's just an unmitigated disaster now that we brought in Ken Dorsey. And I don't even know if I can blame him. I mean, special teams has been a mess with Bubba Ventrone, a guy that everybody liked. All of a sudden, defense has not looked as good, and because defense hasn't looked as good, because there's probably been a lot more on their shoulders here, and I'm going, how on earth does he win two-time coach of the year? And people hate me saying that, but it's part of the argument. He's won two-time coach of the year. They've been to the playoffs. They went to the playoffs last year, and somehow he's losing power. So I wonder, like, what are they actually going to do? Because what you've laid out, yeah, that might be a way to bring it back, but it's like they were trying to figure out a way to keep it going from 10-7. We are 2-7 right now, and we're going to be an under 500 team probably by a lot. That tells me that the worst is yet to come. And so maybe I might not be panicking right now, Mary Kay, as we talked during a bye week. I can't tell you how I'm going to be feeling at the beginning of December.
You know, I just don't know that this is a 2-7 football team from a talent and roster standpoint. This is not a team that is devoid of talent whatsoever. When you have Myles Garrett and you have Denzel Ward and you have JOK and all the other talented players that they have on this football team, I don't think that the fix is going to be as hard as it might seem. Once again, I think you're probably going to add or need to add five or six different difference makers, but you just won 11 games last year. So maybe they really weren't an 11-win football team last year, but I don't think that they're just a 3 or 4 win team this year either. Remember, they have the hardest schedule in the NFL this season, and there were a lot of other things that happened. So I think the answer is somewhere in the middle. They're probably a middle-of-the-road football team right now that needs to try to get back to an elite level.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right. We thank you so much for the time. I wanted to feel better, but I don't. We thank you very much, and have a wonderful bye week, Mary Kay, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I don't feel any better after that, do you?
She did kind of indicate that she was thinking the same way about Dee Podesta that I was, just based on tea leaves.
Why is he... Everything... I guess I got to do my research. I'm sorry. I'll do my own research. I guess I got to go back and read all about his history. I missed the part in Moneyball where he was... Gordon Gekko. I'm sorry. I forgot that part.
What's the new business he has with Tannenbaum that he's been touring with him?
Oh, yeah. There it is. There it is. That's a good one. Yeah. What was that trade he espoused last week?
17 number ones from Oscar.
That's the name of the company. 17 number ones.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.